however transparent we want to be, I mean, the discussion about the relative merits. Now, we have on record the marks that we have given, but I think the discussion should be off the record.
What are we discussing?
Oh, the only thing that was going to be discussed was the totals, the running totals for those three candidates right now. That was it. I wasn't looking for any comments, no critiques, no comments. Just reporting in the running tally for these candidates, and then we would move. Then we would move to the issues-based working group. Are we online?
What about the question of the minimum threshold?
We are now online. I'm sorry, Olivier.
What about the question of the minimum threshold?
The minimum threshold on the scoring evaluation sheet. Is your question checking whether candidates?
To see if some of the candidates are under the threshold.
I think this is relevant.
It's an open question. At this point of the exercise, since we don't have all of our grades in, we're still waiting for information back from other proposers. I think at this point the most we should do is identify the running totals for the three candidates we're discussing, then move our discussion to the issues-based working groups and start in with that work. Larry, did you have a comment?
I'm sorry. I think we're double counting on the Deloitte. There should only be four scores per person. Right, but we only had four categories. We had 25 points a category in four categories. We have scores adding up to... Okay, so I read it vertically. I'm sorry, my mistake.
I haven't handed mine for the other two companies. I have added. So if I just can unplug and go offline for a second, because I have mine on the laptop.
Here's the running totals for those two. So you want to add your numbers to those two? Yes.
I still object to this discussion. On no other selection process, usually you make public who's bad. We select one out of five. If there is any challenge, we have on record the reasons why we have selected that out of four. But why should we be going public and saying firm X was number five, was the worst of all, creating a situation that can even be seen as a damage to the image of the firm based on, and they will certainly say, because we fail to understand their record. I
don't think that this is ever done.
Peter.
Thank you, Chair. Two points. Can you just be clear that you won't be getting, can the record just be clear that you won't be getting assessments from me, because I withdrew myself yesterday from that process. I don't want to just go down as missing an action.
That's confirmed. Thank you.
Thank you. The second point I want to make is to strongly support everything that Fabio said. This sort of conversation should take place, I think, in private, and then the announcement should be who the successful candidate is, with thanks to the others. I think going further than that just in the end opens us up to lots of problems. And the transparency requirements don't need to have that analysis made visible. Thanks.
Thank you for that contribution. There is a split of opinion on the review team, which is why we moved into the online session at 9 o'clock, but those inputs are taken, recognized, And we're going to move our conversation on to the second item of the agenda. What we had been doing was a running evaluation that is not yet complete of the candidates who have made proposals to us. We do not have all our inputs. We will complete that exercise. We will complete that exercise in closed session. Thank you for your inputs. If we could all move on to the second item of the agenda, which is the identification of issues-based working groups. We have a contribution from Becky, a proposal from Becky as to how to organize our working groups around issues that are mapped to the affirmation of commitments. Does everyone have access to that document? Okay. At this moment, also, I apologize, but I have to excuse myself from the meeting. I'll be turning the meeting over to the co-chair, Manal Ismail. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. I'm putting the document Becky sent on the screen. Just a second. So I think what Becky sent was proposing three work groups. Okay, Alice, do you have the file? Because okay, here it is. I'm sorry. So what Becky sent was having three teams, one to look into board performance, including governance, selection, composition, necessary skill set, accessibility, decision making and dispute resolution, complaint handling, and independent review of board decisions. Team two should look into the GAC role, including interactions with board and community, the existence of shared and clearly understood expectations with respect to the GAC's role in ICANN's decision making process, the quality and actionability of GAC input, and ICANN's responsiveness to that input. And the third work group should be looking into the community and stakeholders' engagement, including effectiveness and quality of ICANN support for the policy development process, the quality of PDP output, and the extent to which the ICANN PDP develops consensus, including across stakeholder groups, the level and quality of public input into the ICANN process, and the extent to which such input is reflected in the ICANN decision making. So, and I think, Warren, you already sent a suggestion for a fourth work group. Warren, I'm sorry. Have you sent a suggestion for a fourth work group, right?
Yeah, no, I sent, following this email, I think you should all have an email that suggested we pull out the IRB and create a fourth work group, and you know that we would still be fine given the number of ATRT members that are available to support each working group.
I come from IRB, stands for the International Rugby Board. Warren, this is the independent review of board. Thanks. Let me just then agree with Warren. I think that's a very good suggestion. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. So now the floor is open for your reactions on the four working groups. So do you all agree with this division of work? Okay, so there's agreement. So any volunteers for the first team?
Independent review board is now team number four. Just in terms of references.
Yes, unless this is a suggestion by Warren and...
No, I think we all agree, but just in terms of numbering, since IRB was part of one, now it's number four.
It's number four, okay.
Fine. So I volunteer for one and two.
One and two, okay.
Manel, I'll volunteer for three and four.
Manel, I'll volunteer for three and four.
For three, we have Warren and Cheryl. And four the same. And Fabio, I'm sorry, you volunteered for one and
two.
Okay.
And I volunteer for one and three.
Olivier. One and three. One and two. So I'm challenged with the spelling. I'm sorry. I'll I'm sorry again. So it's one and two.
Louis for three and four.
I'll put myself in two also. So, and Larry, yes?
Looks like we're light on two and four. I'll do those.
One and two.
So, Louis, Willie, one and two.
Thanks, Manal. Can I just say again that there's an inherent conflict of interest in having the chairman of the board on the team that's reviewing the board? So I won't be putting myself on any of the teams, but I just want to make it clear that I'm available to assist all of those teams if there's anything that I can provide personally by way of either, you know, comment or access to other ICANN resources. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. So I think by this we have all volunteers for all groups. We're still missing Becky, which I'm sure would be interested to join quite a few groups. So I'll post this on the mailing list, and it's still open for those who have not submitted their preferences, and Brian, for example, and Becky. And again, if people want to be joining more than one group or other groups, this is still open. I'm not sure if people would like to go into the work of each group, or they'd rather start it on the smaller groups and then report back to the whole team. They works in smaller groups, and okay. So this was easy. And also we need to know which groups Brian and Becky are going to join, and Eric too. I'm sorry. Yes, definitely. So I think whenever the groups are complete, they are going to let us know their exact scope of work, breakdown for each group, and who's going to be the contact for each group. This would also be helpful to identify if there are any overlaps, or we can identify any gaps in the work, and see also how the different groups are going to communicate and merge their work. So, anything else? Anything else for the groups first? I hear none. So, any other business? Anything else on our agenda?
Two practical things. One is, yesterday we were discussing on Larry's suggestion the possibility of having the three-day meeting in Cairo on the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I understand that Olivier and now Warren have confirmed that they are available. Louis, you still?
Yeah, I can come early.
And Cheryl, can you?
Yeah.
So can we confirm, can you send a message around saying that then Cairo is 11th, 12th, and 13th. And still waiting for the list of technical requirements for Alice so that we can contact people in Singapore and Hong Kong.
Yes, the message is already there. I'm just going to click send as we finish. And
okay.
Alice, I think she's already working on the Alice.
Emails have been sent, so I'm waiting for their reply.
Okay, perfect. Louis, yes, please.
I might just want to remind the Americans that the Monday is a holiday for many, but I'm okay to do that, to participate. I think it's Columbus or something.
We'd be on a plane if we weren't working.
Yeah, it's no big deal for me, just so that they remember that.
I'm sorry, coming from a representational zone of Asia Pacific, where most of the meetings that this organisation runs seem to be designed to interfere with major cultural and major cultural events which do have particular demands on community and how we operate, the holiday or not to holiday question, I think, really needs to just come off. We are a global, internationalised organisation that is trying to run 24/7, and someone's going to be inconvenienced sometime, somewhere, just about every day, so fuck it up.
It's more so a reminder that they will need to change their plans to accommodate for this for the work if they had made holiday plans.
Okay, back to my last day.
So, and having heard Cheryl said what she said, so now the calendar for our conference call is also adopted, unless anyone has really something that need to be adjusted. So otherwise, I'm gonna send the final version with the new dates of, with the new dates of the Cairo meeting, and this should be our final calendar. And Alice, if you please, we have it posted, since we're going to have a public observers to our calls also. So, Fabio?
What do we do now with the Harvard people? Because I've sent the email, no reply. Do we have any telephone number for Mr. Zittrain? Who had the contacts with him yesterday?
Just a point of order, it will be confusing seeing as we're on the public record for that to go out of context. What we, in our closed session, were exploring is the need for some additional information to come in from one of the candidates.
Okay.
And what Fabio is raising to the record at the moment is the matter that we have not as yet had some of that information provided, and we are aware that the proponent is still in Brussels, and we are attempting to contact them. Perhaps they're listening now.
So, anything else we want to discuss before we adjourn our open session?
Well, I guess just a scheduling question. Of course, we're impeded a little bit with Brian having to step away, but it does seem that we're going to need another session just among the committee. I don't know that later today makes sense, but I don't know where in our schedule we resume our discussion that we started to try to have earlier this morning.
Yeah, Larry, I actually don't think that later today doesn't make sense. I think what doesn't make sense is the further we get into the week. Anything that's outlying information, either from our scoring requirement or from the information we have sought, yes, we understand there is a six-hour time difference. Let's give them the benefit of the six-hour time difference. So between now and close of business local time today, I think we should be scheduling a reconvening to finish our business. And I think we should be now looking at a time that suits us to do that, be it 1,600 hours, 1,500 hours, or 1,700 hours today.
Thank you, Sharon.
I was going to say, I am available to meet later today if we think the group could come back together. I agree with your suggestion. It makes sense to touch base again later in the day. I don't know what other folks' schedules are, though.
Yes, Willie?
What about the working group that was managing the interview process? I'm not sure if we all come back and we don't have an update. Sorry.
This musical interlude is brought to you by. And it's okay, it'll be finished soon. This is us in Brussels. It's on the air. Oh, it's a half hour one, it won't go as long. One more round.
Ryan is on the Adobe room. He's in the Adobe room if you want to ask him something. Just let you know.
Um, What I was saying is that we do have a working group on this, on the management consultancy process, and it might be better that that group, small group, meets today, because it may well be we don't have any update on the information, and that we rather then, after the ombuds meeting tomorrow, have a full team meeting to review the situation. The ombuds meeting ends at 10:30.
What's the preference of other colleagues? Personally, for me, today is a more relaxed day than tomorrow. But again, I'm open to calendars of others.
Well, if there is a slot tomorrow in between two meetings, then we could do it tomorrow, and that would ensure that even if the that would avoid one risk. Let's say that we agree to reconvene at 5 o'clock, and by 5 o'clock we have not received yet the additional information we are waiting for, then we would be stuck. So tomorrow would be safer.
So the preference of the group is that we have a full group meeting tomorrow at 10:30. Okay, and this is.
We'd need a room, obviously. I don't know if we can schedule this room.
Yes,
then or not,
I'll see what I can do. Yeah.
So Alice, we'll wait for you to send us the room on the mailing list, and this is going to be a closed session, right? Okay. Anything else before? And okay, then we're adjourned now. Cheryl,
we are agreed, and I certainly will attend, and I think it's important that we do. But I did want to come back to the point Willie was raising. I was under the impression that. From yesterday's presentations on, we were going to be dealing with this as a committee of the whole. So I think it is important that we do deal with this very important issue as a committee of the whole. The sub team was put together to do any pre-culling and pre-organisation, and I think we need to have that differentiation point on the record. Thank you, Manal. Sorry.
Thank you, Cheryl, for putting this on the record. Denise?
Just for the benefit of any members of the public that want to follow the review team's work, you're posted on the public schedule as open from 8:30 to 12:30. If you could just clarify what your schedule will be today, then perhaps Alice can add an amendment to the public schedule so everyone knows.
Okay. Thank you, Denise. I don't think we have anything else for today.
I would just make a request to the chairs, which is to get the full tabulation of the tomorrow that we started to work on this morning. It seemed to be incomplete, and there were two different people adding up the numbers. If the two of you could at least get together and agree on a methodology and a presentation, I think that'd be very helpful. And of course, we have a couple of folks that haven't turned them in yet too. If you're listening out there, please get your sheets in.
Just for the public record, I also had the impression when those figures were announced that there was something wrong with the totals. So no one should draw any conclusion from those figures.
Yeah. I wanted to pick up on that there was some running totals read to the record earlier in today's session. They really ought to be seen as virtually meaningless other than an as-we-go-along type reporting. And when you don't have a frame of reference, I question the value of that. We have a number of individual scorings that are yet to come in. We have materials that is yet to be provided. And we have a meeting in closed session tomorrow where this will be discussed, and then the full release of outcomes and documentation that has been agreed, including by all those who presented yesterday. So there will be audio files coming onto the record and be available for people. Some material which was seen to be identified as proprietary has been redacted from that record, but for the public record in our meeting today, whilst we had promised it to be out now, some of the homework isn't in, including from some of the proposers, and we want to get this right, so we are leaving an additional 24 hours, pretty much 25 hours, because we'll be meeting at 10:30 tomorrow in closed session to close off this matter and then report back to the community.
Perfect. Thank you, Cheryl, for doing the whole brief. And again, as mentioned, the scoring sheets were not all handed, so whatever scores have been mentioned are not final and yet to be revised. And when we get all the score sheets, and we're going to have them all summarized and well presented. I'm sorry for thing. We will not were prepared this morning, but we kept getting in the score sheets, and we'll have them in a better presentation tomorrow. So we'll wait to know the room for tomorrow, and for today I thank you all and see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, Manal.
Thank you, Pete.